Evening, everyone. Apparently, last time I preached, I went on a bit. So I'll try not to go on a bit. I'll try going a lot. Right. Tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit later in my message about the RAC. Right? Now, I'll introduce what I'm going to talk about with a couple of their slogans, actually. We'll get you back on the road. We can rescue you. So, in some ways, I'm going to be talking about God's RAC plan. Now, we all know through Scripture how our Christian lives are described. A lot of Scripture might say that you're on a walk. A lot of Scripture might say that you're on a way. And even some more Scripture might describe it, this is for the energetic ones of us, as a race. Right? So, really, it can cover all of us here tonight. It can cover all of us, no matter our age, our well-being, or anything. We can all manage to do something to move forward. To move forward in God. A walk, a way, a race, a purpose, a recovery, a rescue. I'm going to describe, with the aid of a couple of scriptures, a walk. Now, there's lots of mentions of scriptures regarding walking. So I've chosen a few scattered throughout Scripture. In Genesis 5:22, after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Now, in some interpretations of that particular scripture, it says Enoch walked steadily. And so I thought, well, that's good, because, I mean, obviously Enoch's going to be knocking on a bit after 300 years. So he can still manage a steady walk. So that includes all the older people. Not that you're 300 years old or more, but you're in there. You're on a walk. It might be a steady walk. In Genesis 6:9, it says, this is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Now, I think in Scripture, I can't tell you exactly how old he is because my memory's shot, but Noah lived to a fair age as well. And so, although it didn't say in this interpretation that it was a steady walk, it still was walking. It was still moving forward in God. Later in Scripture, it says in 1 John 1:6, if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. So this is describing that life itself is a walk. And we have to walk in a certain path. We have to walk in a certain way. We have to walk in fellowship with our God. We have to be as one with God in our walk. Other scriptures describe this journey that we're on as a way. In John 14:6, it says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is a very well-known scripture. A scripture we all probably know and even can quote where it is in the Bible. But how much truth is in those words? How much truth is in those words in our individual journeys? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Are you in that way? Are you following that way? Scripture also describes this journey as a race. In 1 Corinthians 9:24, it says, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets a prize? Run in such a way to get the prize. This is for the energetic ones of us. This is not separating those that have the steady walk, those that have the walk, those that are on the way. These people that are described as on a race are no different to the others. They're still on God's journey. They're still on God's path. But really, it gets us excited. To me, this shows the excitement that a Christian way, a Christian path, a Christian direction can have. It says in this scripture that one in a race gets a prize. But then it says, in a roundabout way, that we all can be winners. Because we all can run the race in such a way that we get the prize. What a fantastic race that would be. The finish line would be crowded. So why is Christian life described in these ways? Why is Christian life described in a way of direction, a way of path, a way of walking, a way, a race? Purpose, recovery, and rescue. There is a purpose, a plan, a direction, a marvelous mystery, a redemption for each of us tonight. And this leads me on to the main scripture I'm going to talk about tonight, which is taken from 1 Peter 1, verses 18 to 21. It says there, "For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God." Redeemed from the empty way. Now this sheds some light on what I see as why in Scripture our Christian life is described as a walk, as a way, as a race. You can wander around in this life empty and aimless, as if in a maze, not knowing which way, which path, which route to take. Something is missing in your life, and you just can't grasp that your life is empty. We strive to fill our lives with direction. We strive to fill our lives with a plan, with a route, with a path, with a walkway. We strive to fill our lives with that challenge of a race. This scripture here speaks of deliverance. Deliverance that is from God, that is through Jesus, that is our Saviour. We will try to fill our life with purpose. And it's easy to forget the purpose of life is God. The purpose of our lives is to have God installed within us, to have God as our filling. This scripture speaks of good news. This scripture speaks that God hasn't forgotten purpose. God hasn't forgotten the life he put in man, or woman, or boy, or girl. We are all his creation. We all have purpose. We all have plan. But without that purpose, without that plan, that is when we have that emptiness, that aimlessness. we still fall, struggle, and lose our way. That's why in God, He is our redemption. He is our rescue package. There's a shop in Meadowhall. It's I can't remember the name of it, but they make teddies. Build-A-Bear. Yeah. And you go into the shop and the teddies are all set out and they're all filled on the shelves. And you can see the teddies on the shelves. And then you go around the shop and you think, oh, I like that one. I want one of those. But then they don't get the one off the shelf that's filled. They don't get that one. It's a flat pack. Yeah. It's not from IKEA, but the teddy has no filling. It's empty. And they take it to a filling machine, which has got lots of fluff blowing around in it. And they stuff the teddy on the end, and the teddy gets the stuff in, the fluff, out of the machine and into its body. And that's just like we are. We are striving for that filling, for that influx, that input, the filling that we need in life, in Christian life, in our life. And that filling is God. Now, I did mention earlier that this is God's RAC plan. Now, I'm in the RAC, and somewhere, I probably haven't got it actually. I've got a membership card. Nope, but it's on my phone. Yeah. I've got a membership card on me. Yes, it's here. Yeah, there we go. A membership card on my phone. I'm in the RAC. Right? Now, the reason why I'm in the RAC is because... No, I've got a special RAC. I've got a rival from the RAC. Now, that is for my car and for my caravan. It means that if due to unforeseen circumstances, my car breaks down, it gets me and my caravan to my destination on holiday, which is great. Because you don't want to miss your holidays. But what's even better about this cover that I've got, after my holiday, if my car isn't fixed, they'll get me back home again. So it's total cover. Good words, them, aren't they? Total cover I've got a package, a rescue plan. Now, there's no gaps in that rescue plan. There's no exceptions. No lack of purpose. It's set out in black and white. My RAC arrival service. Tonight, God's got a plan. God's got a way. God's got purpose in our life. God's got an RAC plan for you. I'll give you a little clue in the scripture that I've read tonight, what God's RAC plan stands for. Redemption and commitment. RAC. Redemption through him and commitment by us. Redemption is the saving and being saved. The commitment is the dedication in us taking up that steady walk, that walk with him, that way with him, that race for the prize. Have you claimed, now this is another difference with God's plan. My RAC plan for my car costs a lot of money. And I have to pay every year. God's RAC plan is a free gift. Yeah. It's a free gift. Right now, it's a free gift with no time limit on it. It's a free gift that's no annual renewal plan. It's a free gift through him. Have you claimed your free gift tonight? Have you got redemption through him? Have you committed? That means going to the fluff machine and getting your filling and filled up tonight. Have you got total cover? Or are you just filling up the emptiness with rubbish? Falling, stumbling, losing your way. Unable to find the plan that's got God's got for you. God's got something great, as said in this scripture. God's got a rescue package. The stuff you need in your stuffing. Claim his redemption, his rescue plan. His RAC for you. His hope in you, in him. You want to walk tonight? You want to walk steady? You want to be set on a way tonight. You want to run that race tonight. Well, God's RAC plans for you. God's rescue package is for you. God's purpose is for you. It's coming close to Christmas, and we've been looking at all the the various things that are happening over Christmas, all the plans that are set ahead. But God's plan is happening right now. You could just be walking around aimlessly, filling up with little bits and pieces here and there. But like a teddy, if it's not filled correctly, it becomes all floppy. It sags. It's limp. It's not really fit for its purpose. But God's got great purpose for each one of us. God's got great plans for each one of us. God's got that rescue plan. It's God's gift to you. It's God's gift to me. It doesn't matter of the age. Just be on the walk. Just be on the way. Just be on the race. Fill your boots. They do shopping trolley program that's just started back on telly. It used to be on with Dale Winton. Yeah, used to be on with him. And at the end of the shopping run, they do a run with a trolley, and they've got to fill it and fill it and fill it and get as much stuff as they can in it without dropping any. Without losing any of the filling. Tonight you can be on that race. You can run with that trolley. You can take all the filling. God's got it for you tonight. So fill your boots. Take God's RAC plan, redemption and commitment, redemption through Him, commitment by you. Amen.